Did you know Super Awesome Mix has an app? Go to the Apple App Store today and download Super Awesome Mix. It's free. You could start creating and sending your own digital mixtapes in just a few clicks. Also, there's links to our Instagram account and a link where you can follow your favorite podcast. Speaking of which, welcome back to another Super Awesome Mix. This is Matt Sidholm alongside my co-host and co-founder of Super Awesome Mix, Samer Abousalbi. Samer, how are we doing today?
Doing real well. Happy middle of August to you. How's your August going?
Happy middle of August.
Yes.
Great, great. The kids are back in school. So, yeah, nice. I mean, things are kind of, we're settling in. We're getting ready to roll into fall. And
no, we do have a back to school mix coming up, which I'm really excited about. But let's focus on today. Who we have, like, I try to live in the present, you know, so just being in the moment.
You're all about the power of now. You read that
exactly.
Book and you were all about it from that point forward.
Precisely. We have a really cool guest coming up. So I'm very excited to have her on the show. Her mix is really cool, very unique from all the other ones that we've had. And to tell you a little bit about her. So like many of us during, like lockdown in 2020, we took up new hobbies and kind of like explored new things. And because why not? We suddenly had a lot of time. So she committed to doing 1 year of learning how to roller skate, and not only committing to learning how to do it, but like showcasing her entire journey along the way on her Instagram, Roll with Steph. And we'll have a link to her profile in our show notes and in our Instagram post. But I think that's incredibly brave, because if I commit to try anything new, I'm doing it in the privacy of my own world and not letting anyone know about it. But without further ado, here is Steph. Thank you so much for being on the show with us.
Yeah, of course. Thanks so much for having me. And it's a great introduction. And, I feel the same way about, oh my God, showcasing what I'm doing online now. But I think it's been incredibly rewarding. And that's how I met you guys. So seems to work out.
That is awesome. What has been like your most kind of surprising thing that's come from what you've been doing?
Oh, the surprising thing is I did not know how terrified I am of falling. And I don't know if it's just a thing with like everything I do, but roller skating, you're not that high off the ground. Like, it's not really gonna hurt that much. It's just I didn't realize I'm terrified of just, scraping myself up. And that's sort of something that comes in a lot of sports, I guess. Like, I would consider sure. roller skating a sport. But yeah, I've never really been so scared of just the concrete.
It's a good rule to try to stay off of the ground, I think, just in general. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be my biggest fear. I'm a notoriously poor roller skater. So,
oh, no.
I was telling Samer, if I'm ever up in New York, we'll have to get together and you'll have to give me some tips, because I am, I've never really gotten it down. And I have fallen a number of times. And yeah, it doesn't feel good. So I'm with you on the I don't want to fall part of it.
All right, let's get into the mix. Tell us about how you put this together, and then we'll go right into track one.
Sure. Yeah, no, so I put this together. My thought theory was, I wanted to pick songs that remind me a lot about skating. So some of these, I guess, I skated to, on my Instagram page. A lot of my page focuses on, like, here's a song of the day or something that I was listening to in this particular skate session. But some of them also I've just, seeing TikTok skaters, that's how I got into roller skating. And they were just, they lit this spark in me that was like, oh my goodness, these people are so graceful and flowy. And I'm like, I need to be like that. And some of these first few songs, like I've tried, there's like this expectation in reality between one of the skaters that I followed, Anna Kodo on Instagram and TikTok. She had millions of views on like just a few TikToks of hers. And I was like, this is what I want to be like on my skates. So a lot of the songs are just like some of my biggest inspirations in my roller skating journey. It's just always going to make me think of them and always going to make me think about, wow, this is how far I've come from that, because now I feel like I can get in the groove a little bit more than when I started. So,
well, cool. Well, we start off with, you know, it's funny when we get these mixes and we jump into it and start listening. I heard this first track and I immediately thought this is going to be tough to beat on the rest of the mix. I just love the song so much. So Seductive by Kiro One.
Yes. So this one, you know, it's funny. This doesn't really relate exactly to roller skating per se. It's more about like skating like on a longboard. So like skateboarding, which is how I guess I first started this whole, you know, path towards, oh, I just want to be on wheels. It's way more fun than walking, way more fun than running. It's good exercise too. But I heard this song probably like really early on in my skate journey. And it was this really beautiful like video of a Korean longboarder, I think. She was right by the water. So it was like very ethereal. And she was just, you know, sort of dancing on a skateboard. And I'd never seen anything like that. It was like this whole new cultural thing for me where I'm like, oh my God, I have never really thought about, I always thought like skating was for the skate parks, but something about this song combined with her like grace and, you know, she's twirling around on a little board. It just made me think, okay, I kind of want to feel that free too. And I think ever since I saw that, I was like determined I wanted to start dancing on wheels and kind of get out of my own head and get more like, you know, in the moment. And this song sort of kickstarted it all.
I love that. I could totally see that because I literally wrote in my notes, like, I can absolutely see why this would be a great song for kicking off like a mix that is kind of inspired by movement, because this does kind of have like a sense of movement to it, a sense of like seduction, a sense of just kind of like rolling through. You know, it's like it's a jazz rap or lo-fi hip hop is kind of like the genre of it, which I'd never really known about. But it really works. It works so well. I dug into Kiro One's other tracks and I'm in love with all of it. So I'm really excited to add like a whole bunch of songs to my library. It's so, so cool and interesting. Like what a fun mashup between two genres.
Yeah, I'm glad it worked for you. You know, I feel like in middle school a lot, I studied to lo-fi hip hop a lot. So it was just something you put on in the background, you know, and it's relaxing. But I'm glad you think so too.
Yes. Yeah. It's awesome. All right. Let's get on to track two. Another really interesting choice. And there's a lot to kind of talk about here. But you went with Hungry Hippo by Tierra Whack.
Yes. So this, I didn't realize it was so short until I started skating to it. And then I just found myself like replaying it, like smashing the replay button. And I'm like, okay, this is a good sign. If a song does this to me, I'm like, I want more. And I think it started like probably in very early stages of the COVID lockdown. I was like, all right, I'm going to go out to my local elementary school and just start skating around. And this was one of the songs that I just always had on my speaker. And it sounds amazing when it's like blasting from a speaker because it's just like the bass or something about it. It's like very heavy, but also the vocals are kind of like soothing. I don't know. The beginning of the journey was like very soothe yourself and get out of your head and don't fall. That too.
Don't fall.
That'll be the theme of today's mix. Don't fall.
Don't fall. And, you know, this is,
I love this track, and once I you mentioned it being so short, because I was sitting there going, once I kind of got into it, it ended.
Yeah, it's like a minute long.
Yeah, that happened to me too. I thought like, oh, did I find like the sample version of this song? Like, is there a longer version? But the whole album is 1 minute long songs, and I think there's 15 of them in total, and she did it on purpose, because each song was released to Instagram with a video accompanying it. And she purposely wanted to have it be like a visual album for, quote, prepackaged for optimum social media consumption, which I think she nailed it, right? Like these are like bite-sized songs and they're all so good. It's kind of incredible when you think about it. Like, you know, you might look at it and be like, oh, it's easy, it's just a minute long song. But I kind of think it's harder to find like a minute long song that makes you want to hit the repeat button and listen to it over and over and over again. It's pretty amazing. Yeah, I had also not known about her. So nice find. Yeah. Good discovery.
All right, so track three, we go to As I Am by her. And so this slows down a little bit from the first two track, but it's a really great song. So talk about why this one ended up on the mix.
Yeah, so this one makes me think a lot about life sort of pre-COVID. So it makes me think back to my freshman year of college. Right now I'm like going in my final year of on my undergrad, and it makes me really nostalgic. You know, it's obviously a very emotional song, and some of my friends used to, you know, dabble in guitar, and we would just get around the lounge, and the lounge was a little barren, so we just sort of had to entertain ourselves within it. Like, there were no windows in this lounge. but I saw someone on TikTok, of course, skating to the song, and I was like, this is a really good way for me to slow things down in my own movement and sort of go with the more, I guess it is sort of sad, but at the same time, you know, sad can be beautiful. And I was just trying to be like, you don't always have to be so perky and like jumping around on your skates. You can literally just be like, all right, just sort of being in the moment and embracing the sadness. Cause sometimes we get sad, and I'm a big proponent of, you know, talk about your mental health. And I don't know, maybe I'm reading too much into it, and it's just like a beautiful song with a beautiful voice. But at the same time, it's like, okay, it's like bittersweet, and I love it.
Yeah. No, I think you're spot on in your kind of like analysis of it. It's, for me, it was very similar to that. It's just kind of like a song about like self-love and kind of slowing down and, yeah, being accepted for who you are. I love the lyrics here. You know I'm the best, oh yeah, be a fool not to take me as I am. Tell me I'm the best, oh yeah, I'll be feeling like, yes, I am. And I love that. It's like, it's so confident, you know. And I think that we all definitely owe that to ourselves to kind of slow down, take a moment, realize like how cool we are as who we are, and rolling with that.
Steph, you talked about, you know, slowing down on your skates. How long were you roller skating before you felt like you could really control your speed to where it's like, I could go fast and now I could bring it down, and you could kind of really start to groove with some of these songs?
Yeah, you know, it's funny that there's so many different kinds of skating that I went from, like starting out just trying to get as many miles as I could done. Like, I started my journey thinking, okay, I'm just going to go out and skate like 3 miles today, or skate, you know, I tried to make it my goal to skate 1,000 miles over the course of the year. That didn't last very long.
Just listening to Vanessa Carlton's 1,000 miles, I imagine, the whole way through.
Turns out it's very hard to do 1,000 of anything, especially miles. But, you know, it takes a skill of its own. It's like endurance. And then I figured, maybe this isn't for me. Maybe it's something I just want to, like, 6 months in, it was winter in upstate New York where I live. So I was confined literally to this, like, 6x4 foot, like, plank in my apartment, because I was still at my college apartment, and I really had to slow down and kind of find that like connection between my mind and my body, where I was like, if I don't execute these moves well, I'm going to smash my head into the kitchen counter. So I had to really learn how to control.
That's motivation.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, it's terrifying, but
wow.
I guess 6 months in.
So blunt force trauma you found was the best motivator. That's good. Okay. I'll make a note.
I'm going to use that in my work somehow. I mean, it's going to work precariously dangling over some kind of thing. Yeah.
Yes.
I like it. All right. Let's go to track 4 here. You've got Them Changes by Thundercat, which is, it has such a funky opening to the track, and it continues as like the bass beat. Really, really great song. Tell us about this one.
Yeah, you know, you described it perfectly well. It's so funky that I thought I just had to include it. I mean, this song will always make me think about it. It has like a little bit of influence from like the disco, the funk, like super bouncy. I don't know how to describe it. It just feels bouncy to me. And it makes you want to like boogie on your skates. That's a big thing in skating. It's like, you know, just get in the groove and just sort of let go. And this song sort of did. This was one of the first few songs that I listened to when I was just skating around this empty parking lot, because everyone was still locked down. And when everyone else is out on their walks and I'm just sort of skating around this parking lot, I just put this on my speaker. And this is one of the first songs that really made me feel like maybe I am making progress towards, you know, just something positive at least. Like I wasn't falling and I wasn't worried I was going to fall. So this was one of the first times I felt sort of free, not completely there, maybe like 75%, but that was a good improvement, you know, from just not trying to like stand up.
Right.
That's
right.
Great.
Well, an appropriate title, Them Changes, right?
Of course.
If you're feeling it while you're making this transition in your abilities. Yeah. I love the sound of this one. I think just like track one, I think this could have come out of this. You could have told me this was from the 1970s and I would have believed it. You know, it's got that definitely 70s era feel to it.
Yeah.
So let's check out track five. We go to Oblivion by Grimes. And I didn't recognize this at the moment. Like this sound, I was like, how have I heard of Grimes? And it turns out that she is the mother of one of Elon Musk's babies, right?
Yeah, I believe that's the same person.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's her. Yes. Right. No,
I had forgotten about that connection. Yeah. Wow.
Well, and they had the baby. Well, the reason it was in the news is because the baby's name violated California like child naming standards or something like that. It had a really odd name.
Right, right.
And
I remember
they had
that.
To like officially change it to. And really the most shocking part was that California somehow has standards of some sort. I think that was the most surprising part of that story.
That is really weird.
But we're digressing a little too much. Let's talk about the track. This is a great little dance track. Talk about why this is on the mix.
Yeah, I Grimes is definitely Grimes and Elon, you know, a little obscure, a little out there. Kind of have to be out there if you're like a bajillionaire, genius, whatever. But
right.
This song's pretty, it's also pretty bouncy. It also helped me loosen up a bit and not take myself so seriously. You know, like it also has a connection to TikTok, of course, like everything does. And it brings me really, I don't know, it brings me a lot of positive energy from my time in quarantine where I'm like, wow, okay, you know, there's a lot of people, on TikTok doing amazing things, and they would use this track as like a backing track for like, oh, you know, watch me start my small business, or watch me roller skate. I saw someone roller skate to it as well. Or like, I don't know, watch me meal prep for the whole week. And I just felt so inspired to like, okay, I'm lying in bed watching these TikToks. That's one thing. But if I go out and put on my skates and then skate to it, I wonder how I'll, you know, feel in that scenario. And turns out when I did start skating to Grimes, I was like, I remember distinctly, this was like the first day I discovered how to skate backwards. So I was like blown away. I was like, there's magic in Grimes' music somehow.
That's awesome.
I don't know how, but it worked out. So she helped me massively, you know, get past that mental block of like, cause skating backwards is pretty scary. Like you have to look over your shoulder and simultaneously like bubble your feet. And it's just this different world, but somehow I did it.
I'm not sure I can even accomplish standing on skates, much less going backwards on them. So it's very impressive.
I'm out of trouble walking backwards at this point.
Okay. you should get that looked into, Matt. That's not good. I love everything you just said. I think it's interesting. The song is actually about like a really tragic event in her life, about a sexual assault, and it became like a pop song about like her empowering herself. And she, you know, she's quoted to here say like, I took one of the most shattering experiences of my life and turned that into something I can build a career on. And it allows me to travel the world. And I think that's so powerful. And I can see why a lot of people such as yourself are using that, because it's like, you know, you take anything in your life at all and you turn it into something else. It's like everything becomes fuel for something else that you can do. You know, whether it's a negative energy or positive energy, you just put it all in there and you find your inspiration, and you find your empowerment. So I love that. That's really powerful.
Exactly.
Let's go on to track six. Halfway through the mix, you've got Stunnin' by Curtis Waters.
Oh, this is a good one, because I have not listened to this since, I guess, I added it to the playlist. And it's just like one of those early songs that makes me think fondly of skating. It's so like upbeat and happy. I think it's one of like those songs that just makes me want to get up and dance. Like, I'm not even a dancer. I wouldn't even consider myself a very good dancer unless I'm like you know, had a drink or two, and then you're like, oh, out with friends.
Right,
you
right.
Just sort of like mosh pit a little bit.
The other type of fuel that helps you do things, yes.
Liquid courage. But you know, this is, music works too. This is also, it's like a mood booster. I need yes. that sometimes to remind myself that I'm just like, all right, just gotta stay positive and also just feel that confidence that a lot of people radiate so naturally. And I have not been, you know, the most confident person in my life, but this song is like all about, all right, you just gotta strut. Like the backward strut is a big thing in roller skating. And this song is the perfect beat to do that. And when I started working on it, I was like, all right, let's try going to this song. You know, it feels like it should empower me.
Yeah, he's not lacking confidence. But, you know, the surprising part about this, when I did a little research on him, he's from Nepal. Like,
yes.
Yeah. And he's lived all over the world. Like, he's just got this amazing story behind him. But, yeah, just like listening to the song, nothing about it indicates just what his background is and how he's kind of this almost more of a world like musician than just sort of, you know, a conventional rapper.
My favorite line in the whole thing that he says a couple of times is, I'm a bad boy McLovin, which is a reference yes. to the movie Superbad.
Yes.
Your name is McLovin? Oh, that movie's still so good. But yes, a lot of confidence in this song. I love it.
It's so silly, but so good.
Yes.
All right. So track 7, we go to Do It by Chloe X Halley. And or Haley, maybe Hallie. And these are sisters, Hallie and Chloe Bailey. So talk about why this song got on the mix.
Yeah, this song is super special. It's something like, I think it has to do with the fact that I got a new pair of skates on this day. And at the same time, I listened to this track and I was like, it was meant to be. This makes me feel like a goddess on skates. And I'm just, the music was great, you know, for feeling myself. maybe it was just a little bit of like, you know, the buyer's high from purchasing something. And that has to do with it too. But, you know, I just remember going out on the trail and my boyfriend was with me on his bike. He was skating or, you know, riding along behind me and recording. And we got some really cool footage and I put it over this track and it was just like everything fit into place finally. Cause like I had my dream skates. They're these really beautiful kind of like vintage orange skates. So they have the feel and look of like old rental skates, but obviously they're like upgraded. I modded them out and everything. And this song just, it also reminds me of that moment. And then my friend, my internet friend, Kane, her Instagram is Crybaby on Wheels. She's super fantastic. She does park skating and rink skating and so like effortless in everything she does. But it comes with a lot of practice and she skated to this song around that same time as well. And I was like, my gosh, this is just, we are just two queens, you know, on opposite ends of the country. She's in California, I'm in New York. And yet at the same time, this music brought us together and she's like, oh, we're both so good and we're just, you know, alongside each other, even though we may be physically, 2,000 miles apart.
Right. That's so awesome. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so amazing. Yeah. I mean, we talk a lot about this on the show, you know, being how music connects us and it's just such like universal force. Like you said a couple of minutes ago, it's like music is another thing that just can like be as fuel, like can connect you in a way. And drive you. So that's really cool. I love that. And I also love and really enjoy the fact that like you can buy brand new skates that are designed to look like they're old and like rentals.
Right.
I just think that's like the greatest thing I've heard.
Right.
So much power in that. Like, oh, those look really old. Yeah, they're brand new, but
yeah.
That's the style.
It's
that's
the
great.
Aesthetic. Yep.
That's great. Yeah, I really enjoyed that song. It's a great beat.
Oh.
Let's go to track 8. So you've got Gypsy Woman, parentheses, She's Homeless, which is by Crystal Waters.
Yes, this one is, I had it on repeat so much, it popped up in my Spotify, like top songs of the year or something.
Mm-hmm.
It is just so catchy that
it is.
I would play it in the car every time I was going on the way to skate to sort of like pump myself up. It's like a little precursor to the skate session. My friends are like, why are you always playing that song? Like, you play the same song over and over. But, you know, I'm like, I can't help it. It's catchy. I remember, you know, I was driving one night. It was probably like 10 p.m. at night, and it had finally cooled down because it was just like really hot. We were in a heat wave. And I went to the top of a parking garage in my college campus, and I was really just nervous that there would be someone there, or, you know, I don't know what's going to happen in the dark. I don't usually skate in the dark. You could trip over a pebble and then that's it. And
right.
I just had this song blasting. I was alone in the parking garage, and actually my partner was there too. He was sitting in the car or something, or like waiting for me to be like, can you record me so I know that I don't look as silly as I feel. But no, this song is really good to just have on repeat. And like, it's not mind numbing, but it's sort of like just sedated me a little bit and be like, all right, just listen to the rhythm and try and feel yourself, and don't worry about, you know, who's watching you, because you just gotta go with it.
Yeah. I was shocked to see this on the mix just because this song is from 1991.
Right.
Like, I remember the song from when, like, I was a kid. I was like, I don't think Steph's that old. Like, what is, how did this song come about? So good to see it's still, you know, out there. But yeah, this was on radio endlessly when I was growing up. That's really funny.
It is so addicting.
It like is,
the,
yes.
The la-di-di-da-da. I mean, it's like you could just listen to that on a repeat for the rest of your life. It's an earworm for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right. So track 9, change it up a little bit. We go to Telepatia by Kali Uchi. And beautiful song, beautiful sounding song. She is half Colombian and half American, I guess you would say. But from like Virginia. So, but yeah, just really interesting sound to this one. So how did this one get on the mix?
This one, oh my goodness. This was when we first came here to where I live now. My parents moved out of our old neighborhood, and now we sort of live in like an apartment in the city. And there was no furniture for a while in our living room, which was so amazing because we have these beautiful hardwood floors. And you can probably imagine I was like really desperate to skate on them, even though my parents said, you cannot skate on these. I don't want you to scratch them up. And I'm like, I'm not going to scratch them up. But yeah, I couldn't help myself. And I was like, all right, if I promise, you know, I'm just gonna do a little light skating, nothing too extreme. Just sort of, you can even watch me, you know, I'll just practice my spins or something. Spins are pretty non-invasive, you know, I'm not going to be punching holes in the walls, hopefully. but yeah, there was just like, it felt like I had my own personal skating rink in this little living room. And when I put this song on and just put in some earbuds or something, because I didn't want to, you know, disturb the neighbors, but it just felt so magical. And we have this beautiful like city view, because now we live in a city and I'm still getting used to it. But this sort of helped me, you know, find that transition of like, all right, this is sort of a new stage in my life. And after I posted the video for this, because I used a small portion of the song, like 15 seconds, and it was like I did 4 spins or something, like 4 rotations for the first time, and was so excited that you could see like my face lit up at the end. And after that video, like one of my big inspirations on Instagram, Jazz, I think her Instagram is @justseconds. She followed me and I was like, oh, it's all just so surreal that the people that inspired me to skate are now following me and I am like
that's
doing
amazing.
These things.
That's
so
awesome.
I don't know. Yeah.
That is really fun. It's incredible. It's incredible how social media and music, I you know, you've mentioned TikTok a couple of times here. How that's like a way that music is like heard now, you know, sometimes for the first time by people. And it's just incredible that like it has grown to be another really powerful medium for music to make its way through everyone. Whereas, you know, Matt is so old, it was just through like the radio. I had to get that dig in there. I had the internet, and then you grew up with social media that's showing you music. And
Sammer,
so it's just
I'm
it's
telling
just,
you, this internet thing is not going to last. Okay,
it's not going to last.
Just believe
it's
me.
It's a fad.
Okay, it's a fad.
So yeah, it's so cool. It's so cool, like, to have, that's like definitely one of the positive, like, amazing things about social media is connecting with people and experiencing all this content together. Yeah. Let's go on to the home stretch here, track 10. You've got IFHY by Tyler, the Creator, and Pharrell. And I just have to say, I love Tyler, the Creator. He had a new album come out recently that I still am listening to. It is so good. So tell us about this one being on the mix.
Yeah, no, this one just straight up reminds me. It reminds me of winter time. And I remember I came back one day from skiing all day long. And I was like, still sort of in the midst of trying to do this whole skate every single day for 365 days in a year. And that was really rough for me to like get out of my head and just be like, you need to lace up your skates and do this to accomplish it, instead of like, I want to skate because I want to skate. And you know, Tyler's music just sort of made me lace up my skates. And I'm like, even if I don't want to, I'll just put them on for a second. And it was winter time. I just skied. So there was snow all over my living room and my kitchen where I usually skate. But I did it anyway to this song. And I might have, you know, fallen a few times just because it was a little slippery, but didn't hit my head on anything. I caught myself. Just this song reminds me, you know, that I, even sometimes if I don't want to, it's just, all right, just stop overthinking it and just sort of do it. And this song was like, it's gray outside, it's 4:30 p.m., but I'm still going to skate and it's going to be okay.
That's great. I'm really glad you didn't say that this song reminds you of your boyfriend.
Oh, this, nope.
Yes. I was listening to this going, Tyler's got it. You know, let's get him some tea or something and just really maybe like a meditation app or something.
Yes, okay.
His lines, they're so good. My favorite one in here, and I could read the whole song out because they're so good, but my favorite one here is, make sure you never meet again like the goddamn vegans. And I'm just like, that is so clever. That's really great. But yes, glad to hear it's not about that also.
No.
It's wonderful. Yeah, it's a good song. Great energy.
So track 11, we get 1991, the same year Gypsy Woman came out. This is by Azealia Banks. So let's talk about this one.
Yeah, super good song. And, you know, it's sort of, Azealia Banks just sort of makes me feel, I don't know, like I can do anything. And this song especially, it's just like, I was sitting in my living room one day and I think I was scrolling through social media and someone had posted a like a meme or something to this song. And I was like, something lit up in my brain, like, oh my God, I have to skate to this. And I did, like right there, I was still in my pajamas or something. I didn't even dress up for it. I just decided this song has to be skated to right now. That's how powerful it was. And I felt so badass doing it. It was just like a good time, even if it was just for 10 minutes or so. I was sweating by the end of it too. I was like, oh, it's a workout. But
that's awesome.
Yeah, it was great. Something happened there.
Yeah, the song's got great, great energy.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's an amazing rapper. And it really shows on this one. Nice one. Nice pick. I love the idea of hearing a song and just suddenly connecting the dots of like, oh, I have to skate to this. That happens to me with running. I love running, and every now and then I hear a song and it's like, oh my God, I just immediately envision like where I will run or be running, listen to that song, and I just want to go and do it right then. So I love that that's kind of like a universal thing as well.
Yeah.
All right. Track 12. And this is really why I picked Even, is because I got to announce this track, your final track on the mix.
Oh boy.
I'm a huge Fergie fan. I'm so proud to say that. You've got Clumsy by Fergie. Tell us about this last track here.
I love this song. Even before I started skating, I would just listen to this on repeat. But now that I have started skating, it's a huge thing in the skate like social media community to post. We call them bails. So basically, instead of a fail, it's just a bail. You just bailed this time. You'll do it again next time.
Nice.
And people do these compilation videos of them just falling over and over. And the background song is always Clumsy by Fergie. Always.
It's perfect. It's kind of built for it.
Yeah, right? You can use any part of this song and it goes so well. You see people just like hit the floor to the beat of this song. It's rough. It's rough out there. But it works so well that I had to include it. I was like, this song will now probably forever make me think about all the bails I do, all the skating I do. But the same time, you know, it's still upbeat, keeping it light. And she's also just got a great voice. So this is
she
just
does.
A shout out to her.
Well, and I think it really nicely rounds out the whole idea of falling down a lot, right?
I had the same thought. We started out talking about falling and we end it with clumsy, right?
Exactly.
But, you know, I have to say, like, you should give yourself more credit. I think falling, you know, obviously I understand the fear of falling. I have it too. But you keep getting back up and you keep doing it. And I think that that's really powerful. And that's definitely, you know, the message shouldn't be try not to fall. The message should be like, even if you do get back up. And I think that's really great. Yeah. I respect that a lot.
Of course.
Awesome. Well, that is another super awesome mix right there. 12 tracks. Thank you, Steph, so much for putting these together. These are great. We will have the links, of course, to listen to the mix on our Spotify and our Super Awesome Mix app. You can also find more of Steph. Be sure to give her a follow at Roll with Steph. And again, we'll have the link in our show notes and on our Instagram. Matt, where can they find our Instagram and our other social media presence?
We are on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Super Awesome Mix. You can also download the app in the App Store. Of course, check out this show, share this show, review this show, and also check out the website, superawesomemix.com, for all the latest stuff going on with us. We got a merch store. We've got our events page with some exciting things happening there. And, of course, our Patreon as well, so you could support the show. So there we have it, another super awesome mix in the books. We will be back next week with another one. And so for Steph and Sammer, this is Matt, and we will see you then. Storyblocks Audio. Super Awesome Mix is brought to you by DLM. Make shopping easy with DLM, the one-stop shop for all your casual clothing needs. Shop DLMSupplyCo.com and enter the promo code AWESOME at checkout to save 15% off your first purchase. That's DLMSupplyCo.com.